Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Some form of the word knowledge is used hundreds and hundreds of times in the Bible. And that does not take into account words like understanding, discretion, wisdom, and such like. The following verses from Proverbs 1 are just samples of what one finds throughout the Old Testament. The Proverbs of Solomon were designed to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. When your fear comes as destruction, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall you call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1, 4, 7, 22, 27 through 29. No book in the New Testament has more to say according to its size about knowledge than 2 Peter. Some form of the word is used 16 times in the book. Six of those times the word that is used means full knowledge or complete knowledge. Peter urged his readers, but grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. When Peter listed what we commonly call the Christian graces, 2 Peter 1:5 through 7, he commanded, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. 2 Peter 1:5. Will you think with me today on some of what the Bible has to say about knowledge? There are several theological positions with regard to knowledge. Some preachers and teachers seem to think that knowing the will of God as revealed in the Bible meets God's requirements for Christian stewardship. But even a casual knowledge of the Scriptures should remove that concept forever. After Jesus had demonstrated humility and concern by washing his disciples' feet, he said to them, "For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." John 13, 15 and 17. Knowing is essential to doing, but many people know much more than they do. If knowledge is necessary to become and to remain a faithful Christian, how much knowledge does one have to possess? There are some religious groups which require classes before they will baptize people. That is clearly a man-made rule, not a scriptural one. How much did the Ethiopian eunuch know before he was baptized into Christ? He surely had some knowledge of God, as evidenced by his reading of the prophecy of Isaiah. But he could not have known much about Jesus Christ, although we cannot be sure of his understanding of many of the fundamentals of the faith. Of this, however, we can be sure. He knew he was a sinner in need of knowing Jesus Christ in the forgiveness of his sins. He also knew that salvation was available only in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, Isaiah 53, and preached unto him Jesus." Acts 8:35. In preaching Jesus unto the eunuch, Philip must have instructed him about the death and resurrection of Jesus, about the promises which are given to men through Christ, and about many other great truths of the gospel. When the eunuch heard the truth about Christ, he asked Philip, "What hinders me from being baptized?" And Philip baptized him into Christ. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.